warrants for failing to appear in court in several cases. The shooting is to be investigated by the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. Officials in Pottawatomie County say computer systems are slowly being restored after a ransom was paid to hackers. County officials say several of their servers were encrypted during a cyber attack on the 17th of September. KWCH-TV reports the county was able to resolve the attack by paying less than 10% of the hackers' original demands. I'm Rick Averett with Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
On select models with approved credit. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Officials in Chandler, Arizona say two people are dead after their helicopter crashed following a mid-air collision with a single-engine plane. It happened on Friday. Dodge City Community College has a helicopter flight instructor program in Chandler. Police say the collision happened near the Chandler Municipal Airport. The plane was able to land safely, and the flight instructor and student pilot on board declined medical treatment. No one was injured on the ground. The National Transportation Safety Board will lead the investigation into the cause of the collision and crash. Three earthquakes reportedly shook central Kansas yesterday. The largest one centered 2 miles west of Gypsum in Saline County just before 10 o'clock last night. That measured a 3.8, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. In addition, the Kansas Geological Survey reported a 2.7 quake in Smith County and a 2.3 quake in Osborne County. There were no reports of damage or injuries. I'm Rick Averett with a look at your Monday Kansas News here on the Mid-America Network.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. A ransomware attack has disrupted several trade industry and auction websites run by a Nebraska company. Sand Hills Global, which is based in Lincoln, told its customers that its operations were disrupted by a ransomware attack and that it had shut down several systems temporarily to protect data. The company said it hired cybersecurity experts to help respond to the attack, and Sand Hills continues to investigate whether any client data had been accessed. A Nebraska woman who is believed to be the oldest living American has celebrated her 115th birthday. The Omaha World Herald reports that Thelma Sutcliffe marked her birthday quietly on Friday at the facility where she lives in Omaha. Sutcliffe was born on October 1st of 1906 in Benson, now a part of Omaha. The oldest person in the world is believed to be 118-year-old Kane Tanaka of Japan. Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last week, and Ellen Barber with Marshall County Partnership for Growth requested verification of the county appropriation. The appropriation for 2021 was $50,000. Partnership for Growth requested an increase of $25,000 for 2022. The board discussed the matter and advised that $55,000 will be the appropriation this next year. County Treasurer will be moving forward with mail service for the 2021 tax bills, which will look different than years past and will be mailed in a white envelope labeled important. Washington County Commissioners last week held a public hearing for the Neighborhood Revitalization Renewal and 2022 budget, passing both as published with no public comments brought forward. County Commissioner Raleigh Ardine questioned continued recent purchases by Public Works from out-of-state firms, encouraging local purchases where possible, and noting that some of the items were substantially higher in price than through local vendors. Nemahal County Commissioners last week heard from the Road and Bridge and Solid Waste Supervisor suggesting an increase in the price to dump trash and construction and demolition at the landfill. Commissioners approved new rates effective November 1st and will be publicized. Nemahal County is enrolled in a state grant program to replace road signs north of U.S. Highway 36. The offer made last week to fill the permanent position of local health officer has been declined. Commissioners reviewed another application that was received and also decided to run an ad for the position for an additional 2 weeks. Later in the meeting, commissioners approved Mark Steffen as a consultant of a local health officer who will serve at no charge to the county. They subsequently asked resignation of Irving Cohen, effective October 1st, as the consultant. County Attorney Brad Lippert advised that 9 properties were sold at the tax sale last week. These brought in enough revenue to pay for costs involved in holding the tax sale. Any remaining funds will be distributed by the county treasurer per Kansas statute. Lynette Strothman, Galen Hackerman, and Brent Halverson were appointed to 3-year terms on the Nemahal County Planning Commission, and Andrew Grove will fill the unexpired term of Nick Montgomery. Restoration of computer services and investigation into a recent hacking involving the Pottawatomie County computer systems with several servers hit. A ransomware attack was identified September 17th, with the county settling for less than 10% of the financial demands, which were not specified. Preventive measures against future attacks have been addressed. Most daily functions have been restored, although additional wait times may still be experienced. A Randolph man died in a fatality accident Thursday evening in Clay County, 8 miles north of Greene, shortly after 9 p.m. 51-year-old Kevin Detmer lost control on 30th near Valley View Road, swerving to avoid a box on the road. He overcorrected, striking a bridge pillar. Kevin Detmer of Randolph was pronounced dead at the scene. His 3 children, ages 11, 8, and 5, sustained serious injuries. 2 were transported to Clay Sutter Hospital, with the oldest taken to a Wichita hospital. Madison Runnebaum was crowned queen and Brady Haverkamp king at the Marysville High School homecoming Friday night. MHS won the football game over Council Grove handily, playing under the lights at Homer Hansen Stadium on the recently installed Pat Landall Memorial Field. Marysville Chamber and Main Street is hosting a meeting for members' input as to a proposal to move the office from the current location to the former police department building downtown at 7th and Broadway, closing the current Marshall County Visitor Center at 10th and Broadway. Anyone interested or concerned is asked to attend a meeting Tuesday, October 5th, 7:30 a.m. at the Wagon Wheel. Gail A. Johnson, age 80, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Pleasant Hill Cemetery, east of Greene. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 6:30 until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Gail Johnson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Monday, Monterey chicken, scalloped potatoes, green beans, and mandarin oranges. Tuesday, lasagna with garlic bread, mixed green salad, and fruit cocktail cake.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
You're not ready for football season until you've visited Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Show your Kansas State Wildcat pride. University of Kansas Rock Chalk Jayhawkness, or that you're part of the Kansas City Chiefs Red Kingdom with flags, tumblers, memorabilia, and more from Reflections.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map across the central upper parts of the Midwest, not a whole lot going on. We're looking at mostly sunny skies, quiet weather for this Monday. We'll continue with dry weather for tonight, sunny skies for tomorrow. A few clouds moving in as we head towards the middle of the week, but it really doesn't look like we have a chance of rain until low pressure system moves in as we head towards the weekend. Otherwise, temperatures not too bad. We'll see upper 70s around 80s for this Monday, and it looks like cooler temperatures ranging in the 70s for the rest of the week. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 40s. Winds will be from the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 70s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, mid 50s. As we enter Wednesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, high 73. Wednesday night, mostly clear, 53. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early October 75, record high on this date 98, the average low 50 and the record low 34. Sunrise this morning 7:25, sunset this evening 7:07.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
The most anticipated matchup of the NFL season to date and baseball's postseason field is set. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. In his sentimental return to Foxborough, Tom Brady did what he does best, remained calm and engineered another game-winning drive, this time to beat the team he once led to 6 Super Bowl titles.
Pinion to hold. Good spot. Kick is airborne. It's got long enough leg. It's gone off long enough, and it's good!
The call on the Buccaneers radio network. After Brady marched the Bucs down the field, Ryan Succop capped a 7-play drive with the eventual game-winning 48-yard field goal. The Patriots had one more chance to steal a win, but Nick Folk's 56-yard attempt hit the left upright, allowing Tampa to escape with a 19-17 win. Following the game, Brady said this is one night he'll never forget.
I'm just very grateful for, you know, amazing time here. And like I said, my football journey took me somewhere else, but I'm really enjoying that and great to get a win.
Brady also passed Drew Brees to become the league's all-time leading passer. On the final day of baseball's regular season, it was only fitting for a judge to deliver the final verdict on the Yankees' postseason hopes.
Swung on and lined up the middle. The throw home is not in time. Ball game over. Yankees win.
On WFAN, Aaron Judge's one-out single in the bottom of the ninth helped the Yanks clinch their 5th consecutive playoff berth with a 1-0 win over the Rays. With the final American League wild card up for grabs, Rafael Devers wasn't about to let his team's season end.
And he swings and rips one to center field. It's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone!
On WEEI, with a pair of home runs, Devers powered the Red Sox to a 7-5 win over the Nationals to set up a date with the Yankees in the AL wildcard game tomorrow night in Boston. In the National League, the Giants topped the Padres 11-4 to win the NL West. The Dodgers will face the Cardinals in the NL wildcard game Wednesday night, with the winner advancing to face the Giants in the division series. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights feature Thursday, with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus, tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show, beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner Roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on KNDY.
People think pencils and notebooks when they think back to school. At Ashley Furniture, they think mattress. Whether they're entering kindergarten or college, a restful night is what they need to succeed. Ashley has a large selection of in-stock beds from Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and Ashley Sleep, with queen mattress starting at $277. Get free delivery and haul away for new mattresses over $999 and a 100-night comfort guarantee. A good day at school starts with a good night of sleep. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
If you are looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you are detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's T-E-N-S-I-O-N. corp.com/careers.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The latest trade numbers show strong U.S. agricultural exports despite transportation challenges. Michael Clements with more.
Trade data shows U.S. exports are up this year with a significant increase in exports to China. American Farm Bureau Federation senior economist Veronica Nye shares the details.
We're in the second year of our two-year phase one commitment with China, which committed China to purchasing certain dollar values of U.S. agricultural products. So thus far in 2021, January through August, we've exported nearly $18 billion of U.S. ag products.
Nye says China is not far from the pace needed to reach the phase one commitments.
We believe the cumulative exports to China need to be about $20 billion at this point in January through August. So that means they're only 12% behind where they need to be in order to reach the 2021 total value.
Nye says U.S. 2021 exports are strong despite transportation challenges in the United States.
On the West Coast, we have port congestion. In the Gulf, they're still recovering from Hurricane Ida. So far, 2021, the U.S. has exported over $115 billion in U.S. agricultural exports, of which almost 16% of that has been going to China. U.S. ag exports are up 28% compared to the same time period in 2020. Exports to China are up almost 120%.
Michael Clements reporting.
The fertilizer industry is swarmed with black swan events, from the impacts of Hurricane Ida to some political and climate issues entangled in a cobweb of production slowdowns places like Europe and China. Well, the Chinese government has effectively banned phosphate exports through June of 2022. This news comes as China's production was already throttled by climate emission concerns from some of their production plants. The impact is already being seen with prices. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Harvest update with the Mid-America Ag Network, brought to you by Abilene Machine. For your new, used, or remanufactured parts, you can find them and order anytime online at AbileneMachine.com. Well, as the corn harvest continues across the state of Kansas, as of this time last week, we're roughly 36% through the corn harvest in the state. And I'm sure with the rain that stalled things just a little bit at the end of last week, it cleared up by this weekend, and the producers were back into the fields as again. We sat down with Greg Kresick. He's the CEO of the Kansas Corn Commission in the state, as he talked about how the corn so far has compared to the quality and yields that we've seen in our neighboring states.
I'd say it's good. It, you know, may not be fantastic. I've heard of some fantastic reports out of parts of Nebraska, you know, and compared to South Dakota, this year was actually kind of a positive and unique year for Kansas in that for a decent portion of the time, no part of Kansas was in the drought monitor or drought conditions. And, you know, typically, I'd say over the last 5 years, we've always had some part of the state in drought conditions. Now, as we've gotten close to harvest here through August and into September, we are now back where, you know, some of the folks who are trying to plant wheat are probably pretty dry. And so, like, today's rain may hopefully be very timely for what they're trying to do on planting wheat. We'll always take moisture. Would rather have it than not have it. So sure. For the most part, Kansas had good conditions this year, a little bit better than normal compared to like a South Dakota, parts of South Dakota and North Dakota especially that had pretty, for them, significant drought.
South Dakota has been reported from the U.S. Department of Agriculture with some of the worst crop harvest so far for both corn and wheat and some of the worst pasture conditions in the Mid-Plains states as well. Hopefully they can get some moisture and get that back on track. Again, that was Greg Kresick, the CEO of the Kansas Corn Commission. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
What's better than getting new Ford inventory delivered to your lot nearly every day? Getting new Ford inventory with 0% available. 0% has been extended at Rusty Egg Ford. Going on now. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months on all new 2021 Ford F-150s in stock. 0% has been extended. And Rusty Egg Ford is seeing new Ford inventory hit the lot every day. So whether you're looking for a car, truck, or SUV, Rusty Egg Ford has financing as low as 0%. Plus, choose from a huge selection of Ford Blue Advantage vehicles and pre-owned vehicles as fresh trade-ins arrive daily. Only at Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Novel qualified. Limited term financing for Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for 72 months is $13.89 per month per 1,000 finance. Excludes Tremor and Apple. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire in 1 cent.
Good morning, Dennis Henriks from Beatrice 77 Livestock. It's a Monday sale. We'll be starting at 10:30 here this morning. And I guess the bad news to report is the cattle markets are just a little bit softer on those steers and heifers on the marketings. Most of the market, again, was Wednesday, really early Thursday, and they wrapped it up. 122 the soft side, 124 to be steady. 186 in the carcass is about $2 short of last week, so it still leaves those cattle sellers wondering where this Fed market is going. Here today at 12 o'clock noon, we will get into the hay department. Right now, there is 24 round alfalfa bales. The good alfalfa that we normally have on hand is here again. It's third cutting. They weigh 1685. In the round alfalfa brome mix, there's 8 bales. They weigh 1650. In the round grass, there is 10 bales. Now, in the square bales, we've got an empty lot at this time, but normally, here mid-morning on Mondays, we'll get up to about 150 to 200 this time of year. And you can certainly call in and check us out if we've got any square bales on hand here this morning. That all will sell at 12 o'clock. On the inside, it'll be 12:30 when we start on the very good Gobel calves out of Mooreville, Kansas. There's 50 black and red steer and heifers coming off the cow with a spring shot. They're going to weigh that 4 to 5 1/4. Out of Steiner's, an additional 14 black and red steer and heifers, guys, two-way cattle. And they're going to weigh 14 to 1,800 on those Kalin cattle out of Steiner. On the calf side, 6 black and black baldy steer and heifers, 30-day wean. They're going to weigh 500. An additional 6 black steers with a wean at 7 1/4. Some bulls and steers, there's going to be 11 black and red with a wean. They're going to weigh 7 to 8 1/4. Out of Bennett, there's 11 black and black baldy steer and heifers weighing 6 1/4 to 700. Now with this harvest going on, we've been catching an additional 50 to 60 calves here in the mornings. So certainly, if we need to fill some needs for you, give us a call, Tony Rick or Denny at 223-3571. Thanks for the business, and certainly give us a call if we can be of assistance. in the auction department. We're going to Lincoln, Nebraska on October 23rd for the Harm sale. Folks, this is really a super good, outstanding, very clean woodworking tool sale. So it'll be coming online this week. So write her down, October 23rd, Saturday in Lincoln, Nebraska. Have a great day, and keep in mind, you can certainly go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
What exactly does a partly cloudy forecast mean? Some help cracking the weatherman's code today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 4th, the 277th day of the year. Charlton Heston was born on this day, and Russia ushered in the space race in 1957 with the launching of Sputnik 1. We know what the weatherman means when he calls for a sunny or cloudy day, but are the modifiers partly sunny or partly cloudy just a way of hedging his bets? Not quite. The National Weather Service has strict definitions for cloud cover. A clear day can have up to 10% cloud cover. Mostly sunny means up to 30% cloudy, while partly cloudy covers the 30 to 60% range. Mostly cloudy means 60 to 90% coverage. And when the sky is covered with thin, transparent clouds, they have a word for that too, overcast. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather facts online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. The Royals wrapped up their season with a loss to the Minnesota Twins yesterday. Byron Buxton and George Polanco hit homers, and the Minnesota Twins beat the Kansas City Royals 7-3 in their final game of the season. Royals star Salvador Perez went 0-for-2 with a walk and finished in a tie with Toronto's Vladimir Guerrero Jr. for the big league home run lead with 48. College football, K-State lost a tight game to Oklahoma Saturday. Spencer Rattler threw for 243 yards with two touchdowns and an interception as number 6 Oklahoma held on to beat Kansas State 37-31. The K-State Wildcats with a bye this coming Saturday, then they'll meet up with Iowa State on October 16th. The KU Jayhawks with a loss to Iowa State over the weekend. Brock Purdy threw for 4 touchdown passes in the first quarter as Iowa State rolled past Big 12 conference rival KU 59-57. Mid-America Network Sports. Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP. Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas. Chiefs Kingdom, Patrick Mahomes threw 5 touchdown passes, 3 different ways, including 3 to Tyreek Hill, and the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Philadelphia Eagles 42-30. Andy Reid returned to Philadelphia and earned his 100th career win with the Chiefs, becoming the first NFL coach in history to win 100 games with two teams. Reid's 140 victories with the Eagles are the most in franchise history. The Eagles had three touchdowns, negated by penalty, and settled for field goals three times inside the red zone. A former NASCAR driver was killed Saturday in a shooting in Georgia that also wounded a woman, according to investigators. 31-year-old John Townley died in the shooting in a neighborhood around 9 o'clock Saturday night. Townley raced eight seasons and made 186 starts across the NASCAR Xfinity and Truck Series. A 30-year-old woman was also hurt in the shooting. And yesterday's race at Talladega Speedway pushed off to today because of rain. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night football scores. Marysville took Council Grove 57-14. Concordia shut out Clay Center 50-0. Raleigh County over Chapman 37-16. Waumego a third overtime this season, edged Peola 22-21. Hayes winning over Abilene 64-7. Axtell took Frankfort 54-8. Hanover fell to Osborne 36-26. Washington County shut out by Burlingame 47-0. Blue Valley took Lynn 52-50. Valley Heights lost to Wabunsee 28-12. Centralia down Jeff County North 20-6. Diller Odell fell to Meade 56-22. Southern lost to Tri-County 28-0.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, upper 40s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 70s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 54. As we're into Wednesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies with temperatures at 73. Right now, it's 45.
KNDY.
You and your